From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A shaky ceasefire is holding in Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says three people have been killed since the U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire went into effect. Violence has decreased significantly in the region. Russia says the Syrian army is pulling back from a key highway that the United Nations plans to use for delivering aid to the city of Aleppo. The White House Thursday blamed the army for preventing aid from reaching people in need. The Russian defense ministry accused the U.S. of failing to rein in rebels near the highway. Meanwhile, Russia is asking the United Nations Security Council to endorse the ceasefire agreement. Prominent U.S. lawmakers met Thursday with Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The lawmakers had mixed reactions to President Barack Obama's announced intention to lift economic sanctions on Myanmar. Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, said America's attention is still needed in Myanmar, but that U.S. influence can be exerted more with carrots than sticks. Republican Cory Gardner, chairman of the Subcommittee on East Asia and Pacific, criticized President Obama for making the decision on lifting sanctions unilaterally. On the eve of a key European Union summit in Bratislava, French and German leaders are calling for unity and a clear roadmap for a post-Brexit EU. The bloc is struggling to deal with migration, insecurity, and growing public disenchantment with the EU.
Je l'ai souvent rappelé, c'était pas une crise de plus.
French President François Hollande warns that the bloc risks a crisis of its very existence and foundation. Germany's chancellor said EU leaders must show they are determined to react together to the weaknesses and tasks ahead. This is VOA News.